somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. Do you ever get mad or angry at anyone who disagrees with you? Why or why not? If you do get mad, why do you get mad with anyone who disagrees with you? And if you don't get mad, why not? Amazing. And again, it's for those men and women who really, really, really want to know themselves. What's going on with self? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, because we're on around the world and there are different time zones, so people got to run around sometime. And you just can't sit and watch the show. But you will want to listen as it's happening. You can podcast, and then you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comment read out loud, excuse me, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. All right? It's amazing. So, it is Tuesday. Yeehaw! Yeehaw! Again. And every Tuesday is always amazing. And especially now. And each Tuesday that comes, because things are changing rapidly in my country. Rapidly changing. When I look around, things just remind me of the way it used to be. Country, remember when country and Western music was country and Western music? It was amazing. Those days are gone now. And so every Tuesday, it reminds me of growing up on that plantation down yonder in Sweet Home, Alabama. Alabama. Oh, I wish I was a Dixie, away, away, away down yonder, Dixie, away, away, away from Pearl Yodeling, away, away. Amazing. It is country and western to stay.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I can lean on God so he can lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. Amazing. Let me ask just a quick question. Are you ready at this point to lay your weapon down and walk away from the battlefield of what's happening in this world? Are you ready yet? Or do you still think you have a chance of winning? The world gone crazy. You still think you have a chance? Oh, I'm going to start another organization. I'm going to have another cause. I'm going to join another cause, you say. And I'm going to fight, fight, fight. Never, never, never winning. I have some stuff to show you that's happening in this, my America, my country, that in the good old days, you would have never imagined that these things would be happening in such a degree that they are happening right now. And it's going to get worse. I've been saying now for a number of years, they are going to get worse. And the reason they're going to get worse, because human beings, men and women, call evil good and good evil. You literally believe that your anger, your resentment, your agitation is necessary. You think it's there for protection. You think it's good. You need those emotions, you say. And you make up lies and say Jesus was like that. And you don't know that you're dealing with the devil. You don't know that it's the devil inside of you that making you be violent and jealous and envious and evil and emotional. So-called good emotions and bad emotions of spirit. If you were to let the light shine by getting to know what's going on in you, you will see that there are evil spirits in you. That is the devil in you talking to you, making you feel this way. And he's in every human being, and now is out of control, because over the years, unlike good old days, over the years you've been told anger and resentment and agitation and emotions are necessary. It's just a human condition, you say. And it's destroying you and everybody around you, because the devil, those spirits in you, use you to destroy others. Think about that. Human beings, all y'all, all of us, you're not in control, period, over anything. You'll be in control. And the world gone crazy. You've been told by women, oh, you don't care about my emotions. You don't love me. You're not paying attention to me when I feel pain and when I talk, when I this. You're supposed to care about my emotions. And you've been told that over and over and over again, and now you believe it, and look what we have. Look what's happening in the country. And you're getting worse. And then you go to the expert doctor, psychiatrist, psychologist, counselor, and they give you medication to help contain the even demons that still drive you. And they say you have a disease. Oh, it's a disease. Mental illness is a disease. It is not a disease. You're possessed. And it makes you do things that you never imagined. Not only to yourself, but you hunt down other human beings to hurt. And you think that is you, and then you get a thrill, especially if you think you can hurt them. And it's going to get worse. The one thing that, one of the things that's happening right now in my country, I've never seen the threat upon a president like we see now. Just think about this. The Great White Hope has had, so far, three assassination attempts in 2.5 and so years. Have you ever heard of that before? And why is it so prevalent now? Is it because in the good old days, at least human beings knew that it was evil and it was something else driving that person. And anger was not being promoted as good. And now it's being promoted as good. You're an idiot if you ever cater to a person's emotions. You are supporting the evil in yourself and in that male or female when you try to support their emotions. Have you ever tried to be strong? And the more you tried to be strong, the weaker you became. Have you ever tried to be strong in a situation or even thinking about a situation? And the more you thought about it, the worse you got. It wore you down just thinking about it. I had a young lady call the show yesterday, and she finally went and forgave her parents, according to her. And she said thinking about it wore her down. Just thinking about having to go and face them, especially the mother. But when she finally did it, she's like, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. It wasn't as bad as I thought. Who do you think is telling you that it's bad? This is going to happen. That's going to happen. And you try to be strong and you get weaker. Have you ever tried to be weak? And then you try to be strong, and then you try to be weak, strong, and then you become weak. Why give up both? Why don't you not try to be strong or weak? Don't try either one. Don't be either one. Don't be strong. Don't be weak. Don't claim strength, and don't claim weakness. And it's all disappear. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. Have you ever, have you ever said to yourself or thought about, you know what, I'm not going to look for God anymore. I'm going to stop looking. I'm not going to think about him. I'm not going to look for him. God or Jesus, I'm just not going to look for him anymore. And the moment you stop, in that very moment, you found him. And you're like, what the? Because you were looking for someone or something that was already there. It was right in front of you. Right in front of your face. Finally, you got to give up if you want to have life. And you got to let life happen for you and through you. Because the way you're going, it's going to only get worse. Do what you want. Amazing, huh? I mentioned the Great White Hope. Have you ever heard or seen or read about any other president whose life has been, there's been attempts to take away his life as the Great White Hope? Some people call him amazing. Some people call him king. Some people call him daddy. I call him the Great White Hope. Well, yet, I don't know if this was an attempt, another attempt on the president's life or not. They're not saying that it is or that it ain't. That it's not. Yet, according to this report, another shooting. And again, they haven't confirmed that this person was trying to take the president's life or not. But it's amazing that these things are happening around those areas there. New York Times. Secret Service shot and wounded an armed man on Monday afternoon just south of the White House. Watch it from NBC News.
Tonight, another security scare just blocks from the White House, and minutes after Vice President Vance's motorcade had passed through.
Battalion 6 was called for the shooting on 15th Street and Madison Drive Northwest.
U.S. Secret Service investigating an officer-involved shooting near the Washington Monument and the National Mall. It began around 3:30 this afternoon.
Our plainclothes officers and agents that consistently patrol the outer perimeter of the White House complex identified a suspicious individual that appeared to have a firearm.
Uniformed Secret Service then confronting the individual.
Upon making contact, that individual fled briefly on foot, withdrew a firearm, and fired in the direction of our agents and officers. They returned fire and engaged. That individual was hit.
A bystander was also hit and injured. This video showing the vice president's motorcade a short time before. And you can hear what could be the gunfire on our White House camera. As agents with long guns rushed people inside. President Trump speaking in the East Room, making no mention of the incident, which comes just 9 days after a gunman ran through a security checkpoint, allegedly trying to assassinate the president at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Amazing, huh? It's evil. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do, said the Son of God to the Father. It's not them. It's something else driving them. Have you noticed that something else makes you think and feel the way it wants you to think and feel? And you're like, what the? I don't want to feel. You wake up in the morning and already you worried, afraid, or wondering about your day and all that. And you're like, what? I just woke up. What the? That's what's driving these people to do this. Because in America today, anger is promoted as good. Emotions are promoted as good. You're promoting evil, don't know it. And the Great White Hope is so amazing that he didn't even mention it in a talk he gave, according to a report, right after that happened. When will you overcome the world, or will you always do what the world does or do? Will you always do what they're doing? When will you come away, walk away from it? Walk off the battlefield and live your life. Because that's never going to end out there. The race, false illusion of racism will always be, because it's an illusion. It will always be. Fighting between men and women will always be. Fighting about and for and against abortion will always be. Now you're fighting with the transgenders and all that mess. It will always be. It's not going away. You got to walk away from it. Because this is hell on earth inside of human beings. And humans are putting this hell out there on earth. What do you call that hate when it's already in you, then you put it out there?
Projection?
Projection. Define projection.
Well, I was thinking that projection tends to be more like what's in you, you imagine in others.
That too. Mm-hmm. It is. And you also put it out there on others.
Yeah.
This is projection. The Secret Service says they don't know if the president was the target of this shooting. Watch this.
The Secret Service on this afternoon's shooting.
Whether or not it was directed to the president or not, I don't know, but we will find out.
Monica joins us live from that scene. And Monica, you mentioned he was shot. The suspect also in custody tonight?
That's right, Tom. Officials were asked if the suspect attacked or approached the vice president's motorcade in any way, and they said no. As for the bystander, who we've learned is a juvenile, they do not have life-threatening injuries. And as for the suspect, we do not yet know their condition, but they remain at a local hospital.
Amazing. Was the shooter black or something? They haven't said the color yet, which leads me to say he was black. Because it had been a white man, we would already see his face. We would know who his mama is and everything. But maybe not. Maybe he wasn't black. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. And so during the shooting, Trump gave an update on the Iran situation. He mentioned this as far as I know. But he was like updated and he got shooting outside. He was like, what the? Trump was like, I ain't got time for that. I got my work to do. It reminded me of what Jesus said when that guy was dead. And they were like, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What's the guy that was dead? And Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. I ain't going over there.
Lazarus.
Lazarus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lazarus dead. And he's like, what the? Come. Jesus like, no, I ain't got time to be going over there, mess around with that. Let the dead bury the dead. Leave the battlefield and leave the lay your weapon down and leave the devil and his children out there on the battlefield. You ain't got time for that. You got to live. Are you going to fight all your life? I literally know men and women because we used to be out there doing all that dumb stuff too, so I understand it. And there were so many people, Barbara Cole, Isola Foster, Terry Anderson, I think his name was, Terry. I can just go on and on. They now dead. And we were all marching and fighting to stop. This is back in the early 90s. We were fighting against it, stop the illegals from coming into our country here in California. And into California, we were protesting against abortion. Okay, we'd be out there doing it too, just like that. And now it's in the 20s. Ain't nothing changed. It only got worse. And Isola and all those people dead. I didn't know then, as they didn't know, they need to leave the battlefield. because this is hell on earth, and it's not going to change. You can change, but hell is not going to change. This is the Old Testament. And so you're going to be fighting for nothing except for ego gratification. You get an ego thrill from it. It felt good out there on that battlefield, but it was just ego. It was such a big ego, we didn't even see that nothing was changing. It got worse. So Trump, and according to C-SPAN, Trump said he doesn't think about the assassination attempts. The key phrase is he doesn't think about the assassination attempt. Stop thinking and be free. All thoughts are all lies all the time. There's something about the president y'all don't understand. He's like, no, I'll be thinking about that. What? No. That has happened. There's nothing I can do about it now. It's done. Trump said he doesn't think about the assassination attempt, or he wouldn't be able to do his work. That's from C-SPAN. I rest my case. That is so deep. We can all go home now. We can pass the bucket and go home. It's all that you're thinking. So as a man thinking, so as he is. If you think fear, you're afraid. If you think weak, you're weak. If you think strong, you're strong, at least in your thinking. If you think the past, you're in the past. If you think future, you're in the future. If you think you're wonderful, you're just thinking. Nothing wonderful about you. Nothing bad about you. It's into thinking. What would happen if you stopped thinking? Won't you lay down your thinking and see? But anyway, NBC News. The ceasefire appears to be in jeopardy after Iran unleashed attack against commercial or oil tankers and the United Arab Emirates. Amazing, huh? Fighting. Where will the fighting end? If you're not fighting in physical wars, you're fighting one another. You fight with your own family member. Family members don't even like each other. Married men and women hate each other. They hate each other. And yet, they tell you to get married, have children. The darkness is telling the darkness what to do, and you take advice from the darkness, and you end up doing the same thing that the darkness is telling you to do, and you end up in the same hole. You don't know that darkness can lead you to the light. The advice of people who are angry and lost are always bad advice. Look at all of us. Every generation done the same thing. I can't wait to go to finish high school. I can't wait to go to college. I can't wait to get a job. I can't wait to get married and have children. And I can't wait to fight with my wife as long as I stay with her. Or fight with my husband, according to the ladies. In the New York Times is reported, the head of the U.S. military central commander said that the U.S. warships shot down cruise missiles and drones that Iran fired at ships and commercials. When I come back, we'll play that, and then your phone call. What a mess! Lay your weapons down. Lay down thinking. Lay down anger and be free. Get off the battlefield and be free. Back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man. Form this Thursday at 7 p.m. every first Thursday night of the month. Rebuilding the Family by Rebuilding the Man at 7 p.m. And ladies, calm down. Stop it. Your meeting, your form is on the third Thursday night of the month. And yes, the ladies are on their way. They're way up to the 50th floor as well as the men. At 7 p.m., go to rebuildingtheman.com for more information there. For more information. All right? And then the Hate Report is coming up. Oh, like the videos. Like the videos. The Hate Report is coming up after my show, after JLP talk. At 9 a.m. Pacific time. Are you doing your show today, Nick? Oh, okay. And after the American Anchor Baby, after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby is coming up. He's back. Every Mexican has to take one day off at least a week. I mean, a year. Whatever. He's back. The American Anchor Baby is back at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 11 to 1 p.m. All right. So here is the president updating the folks about what's happened over there in Iran. And even as it's being reported that another shot fired out there by outside the White House there, the president, like, according to CNN, C-SPAN, all the time be thinking about no assassination. I got work to do. As Jesus said, I don't have time to go there and take care of Lazarus. Lazarus is dead. And let the dead bury the dead. But no, you worship the dead. What the? Watch this from NBC News.
Tonight, Iran launching new attacks on commercial oil tankers and its Arab neighbors. The fragile Middle East ceasefire under strain, with Iran also firing drones and missiles and using small boats to attempt to strike U.S. ships in the Strait of Hormuz. CENTCOM's commander says the projectiles were shot down and boats sunk by American attack helicopters.
We have defeated each and every one of those threats through the clinical application of defensive munitions.
The American naval vessels coming under fire as they attempted to protect commercial ships passing through the strait, part of President Trump's newly announced Project Freedom. Today, CENTCOM saying two U.S. flag vessels successfully traveled through the strait.
The United States has assumed the risk for the international community to open the strait.
With President Trump now saying if Iran tries to target U.S. ships, they'll be, quote, blown off the face of the earth. All as the Iranian regime is also targeting the United Arab Emirates. UAE officials condemning what they called, quote, renewed treacherous Iranian aggression, saying its air defenses shot down incoming Iranian drones and missiles.
Amazing. Hey, what's the United Arab Emirates? Is that a country?
It is.
And is it over there by those Arab people that wear the white sheets and they got a lot of money and oil?
I don't think it's far from the Saudis. You're talking about Saudi Arabia, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of on the, it's next to Saudi Arabia. Yep.
So, U.S. Arab Emirates?
United Arab Emirates, UAE. It's a
different country than Saudi Arabia.
Correct.
And so...
Hey, Anchor Baby is coming through with the geography.
Right on.
A map. There's Saudi Arabia, the big country on the left, with the two, like, water inlets.
Right there.
Uh-huh. On either side.
Let me see you there, Nate. Go back up there to it.
Yeah, you want me to zoom out again?
No,
zoom into the UAE.
Zoom in, right.
Here's the UAE right over here.
Oh, it's okay.
And that's the Hormuz Strait just north of it.
All this water.
Oh, that's it right there?
Well, north and to the east.
That's amazing.
Because that tip is something else.
Oh, yeah.
And then where is the United, let me see, the United Arab Emirates.
That's it.
Where?
Right there.
Point to it, Nick.
He's zoom
right
out a little.
I'm trying to circle it with the mouse. Do you see?
Yeah.
This little sliver.
Oh, that whole little area there.
Yep, with the line around it.
Oh, I got you.
Uh-huh. Cursor, you can barely see, but.
That whole little area.
Yep.
And so are the Arab Emirates friendly with the Saudi Arabian people?
Yeah, they like, I think of the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia as officially liking America.
Oh.
I think of them as being. They like us.
And then Iran, let me see how close Iran is to the Emirates and Saudi Arabia.
They're across the water. Go north.
They're on the other side of the water?
Yep. And they're huge.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, all this.
All that?
This huge land right here. This huge piece of land right here.
Is there another like layer view that you can...
Oh, yeah, you're smart.
Very smart.
Where is it?
It's right here.
And so the Iran is larger than Saudi Arabia and the U.S. Arab Emirate?
Yeah, I think it is bigger than Saudi Arabia even. If you hit like Command Plus or Control Plus, I think it makes the lettering at least bigger. But then, of course, then that thing gets kind of in the way.
No wonder they think they're so tough.
Hit the side thing.
Now I understand a little better why they think they're so tough.
Yeah, they're a huge country. I think that I heard that they're like 200 million people or something like that.
Whoa.
Which we're 330 million people, so they're a big country. And a big country has a lot of potential talent.
Their country is bigger than ours?
No, they're like almost two-thirds the size of ours.
Oh.
A little bit less.
But they think, no wonder, because I saw a report where they said at least 5 to 7 president in our country.
Oh, no, never mind. I said it wrong. They're like less than a third of the size of us. 93 million people.
Uh-huh.
I lied. Info may be false. Disclaimer. Hake doesn't know anything.
And so I heard that in our country, prior to Trump taking care of this, at least 5 to 6, maybe 7 presidents thought about going over there and doing it, but they were scared.
Okay, so Saudi Arabia is pretty big, but Iran is greener. So Iran probably has a bigger population, I would guess. Well, that's guessing. Let me not do that.
That's Iran up there.
Yeah, you see how green it is?
Yeah.
It's more green. Saudi Arabia is 35 million people. Yeah, so Iran is much bigger. It has almost three times as many.
So Iran... But why don't Iran like his own people?
They're too diverse, I guess. I don't know.
And so other presidents of our country have been afraid. They have known that Iran, according to the reports, I don't know, that Iran was always trouble. And that there's a possibility that they would develop a nuclear weapon and go for everybody. But they've been afraid to go after those people. And now Trump is doing it where no other male was able to do it, no other president in the United States. You hear something like that?
I was reading. I was distracted when you were talking.
Obama was afraid to go over there. He kept drawing red lines.
Well, that was Libya, but similar.
You did kiss up to that. And then Biden didn't do anything. The Bushes didn't do anything. And the Clintons didn't do anything. Nobody but the president.
Yeah, that crossed my mind as well. That they've been a problem for a long time, and Trump is trying to solve this problem.
Yeah, he finally doing something about it. I read economy is in strain by the U.S. blockage of this Hormuz thing. Watch it from NBC News.
Iran lashing out as President Trump's blockade of its ports has been squeezing the Iranian economy.
Can't let them have a nuclear weapon, or you're going to have problems like nobody would believe. And it's going very well.
But President Trump is also facing political and economic pressure, with polling consistently showing a majority of Americans oppose the war, and the conflict driving gas prices up more than 30 cents a gallon in the last week to a national average of $4.46. The president insisting that surge is temporary and that prices will plummet once Iran can no longer block oil tankers from using the strait.
There's a lot of energy out there. Ships all over the world that are loaded up with it. They can't do much with it because they got kidnapped by a pretty evil place, but we're taking care of it.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finally, it's happened to me right in front of your face. Finally. Thank you, Mr. President. I'm grateful. What you say?
The unpopularity of this war makes me think that it might be a good war.
No.
Because usually wars are very popular at first, and then they become unpopular after a while.
Yeah. This this situation, what Trump is dealing with Iran, going to turn out to be amazing. America going to flourish after it's over. Oil prices going way down, food prices going way down, and the folks are going to shout, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Don't worry. Be patient. No pain, no gain. I went to the gas station yesterday, and it cost $6. To put gas in my tank. And when I'll put
per
it
per gallon.
In, huh?
Per gallon. Yeah. Not just $6 to fill the tank.
No, it's per gallon. And when I was filling it, I was saying, thank you, Mr. President. I can be patient. If you wait upon the Lord, he will supply your every need. If you wait upon the great white hope, he's going to supply your every need. A lot of people's opinion about this event in Iran is driven by the media and the Democratic Party and the crazy people who are listening to the media and the Democrat. A lot of people's opinion are driven by that. And they just don't realize it. What other choice do you have but to wait? And gas prices was already high. They were already through the roof. You're just paying a penny more. Maybe more than a penny, but blah, blah, blah. Be patient. Jose, a first-time caller out of Connecticut. Jose, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon. Not sure what the time zone is, but it's a pleasure. Thank you, Mr. Peterson.
Hey, Jose, it is almost 7 a.m., 6:45 right now, a.m. in L.A.
Oh, amazing.
Amazing.
Awesome.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going back to the question of why do people hate or why do feel anger?
The biblical question. Do you ever get mad at anyone who disagrees with you? Why or why not? Do you
I have.
And why?
I have. And I would say listening to the show, because I was listening, and I had to change my position a few times. I would say it's because of deceit, because of the devil tricking us into feeling that anger, that emotion. That's why I would get so mad over having a discussion with someone that I disagree with, and I'll get mad. I'm like, why am I getting so mad? At first, it was just because, oh, I don't like the way they're talking about. I have my own point of view. But then listening to you, I was like, you know what? Emotions, you know, I'm trying to, you're swaying me on that. You're almost selling it. But I'm like thinking to myself, deceit comes from the devil. So emotions, they don't really exist. It's possible that, you know, the devil's just trying to trick me to get angry, to not listen first, to not listen to what's going on instead of
amazing.
Just listening, having a conversation. It's just deceit, and like anger, love, or something like that.
And when you would get angry at others for not agreeing with you or having a different opinion, did it make sense at the time that you were mad at them because they didn't agree with you?
No, it didn't make sense.
What a mess, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Great point of view you gave us.
I want you to just think about that, Jose. You are an individual. Your brother, your sister, your wife, your children, your friends, your work co-workers, or whatever, they are individuals with their own mind and with their own ideas about things. You talk to them about your ideas, and then if they don't agree with you, you get mad at them for not agreeing with you. That doesn't even make sense.
It's mad. That's what I started to notice, and I started to notice this even before this call. Just, you know, weeks, days, months. Like, I try to bring up a point to someone, and they get mad at me. I'm like, why are you getting so emotional?
Yes.
I'm just trying to tell you something. While they bring up the point to me that I disagree with, I'll just listen and be silent. I'll wait for my turn to speak, and I'm like, you know what? I disagree because of X, Y, and Z.
Right.
And then they're like, well, what are you talking about? What? You're terrible. You're a horrible human being. I'm like, all right, come on. At least show me some grace. But I think it comes from the devil. I think that
it
emotion
totally
anger,
does. Oh. What a mess, huh?
I agree.
Oh, mess. Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creed to rise. Do you watch our Sunday fellowship?
I just started listening to the stuff that you've been putting out there, and I love the show. I'm a new caller and a new listener, to be honest. So I'm going to start. You said the Sunday?
Yeah, go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. You can podcast it. It's so amazing, Jose. It makes you want to slap your mama.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I mean, hey, what time is it? Because I go to church on Sunday.
rebuildingtheman.com/church. And it starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And 2 p.m. Eastern time, your time.
Oh, that's perfect. Excellent.
All right. Well.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Peterson.
You're welcome, buddy. Thanks for responding to the biblical question.
Yes, sir. God bless you and the family.
You too. Thank you. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Michael out of Florida. Michael, you are on the air.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, I was going to respond to the same question.
Do you ever get mad at anyone who disagree with you? Why, if the answer is yes, or why not, if the answer is no? Do you
majority
get mad at
of the time,
who,
no.
Majority of the time, no?
But it should be all the time. But we are human. If we can get all 10 commandments, we'd have it down in 10 days.
So
but
you
trust
get
me,
mad
when I do, I
You get angry sometimes at people when they disagree with you?
No, not disagree, but I don't have anger in the heart because that could turn into hatred. That's
so
what
let me
chapter
hold
five
on, hold on a minute, hold on. So yes or no, you get angry when people disagree with you?
Well, if it's people disagree with, no.
So the question is, do you ever get mad at anyone who disagree with you? Why or why not? And are you
saying, that's what I was going to give you, the why or why not part.
Do you get mad at people or you don't get mad at people?
No, but I will give you the why not part.
And why you don't get mad at others when they disagree.
Again, because the book of all answers, the Bible's too many examples. The Sermon on the Mount, for example, remember when, and also chapter 5 in Matthew, when he teaches that the punishment is eternal hellfire. And that the works of the flesh, which are temptations, will manifest and causing symptoms of anger and hatred. But also God will stir up the feeling of hatred in the enemy to inspire them to go attack. He done it with the Philistine and Jerusalem, the Babylonians.
Michael.
So there's two examples of it.
Hey, Michael, yeah. You're losing me.
Yeah.
I'm black and slow, and I have no idea. So
even God gets anger. There's righteous anger.
So, Michael, you don't get angry at others when they disagree with you?
I mean, in any scenario, like even defending God or defending, I mean, in any scenario ever?
Michael, do you get angry at others when they disagree with you?
No, I mean, the yes or no thing feels like a Democrat Congress hearing kind of thing.
Michael.
But I said no already.
Okay, you don't get angry at
anyone. I'm just imagining other scenarios where it was possible.
Michael. You don't get angry at others when they disagree with you, right?
No, I've answered that part.
And then why not? Why is it that you don't get angry when they disagree with you?
Because I read the Bible daily, and the Bible, from many verses, like I was saying, instructs us that you can go to hell for anger. One who has anger in his heart shall not see the kingdom.
And so that's why you don't get mad at others?
Yeah, I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell.
You want to go to heaven?
Yeah.
Where's heaven?
That's in the presence of the one who blesses us and answers our prayers.
Where is heaven?
To go in his presence forever or away from it.
Michael, where is heaven?
It says it's above the earth.
What?
In the Bible, look it up. It says it's above the earth, King James.
And where else?
Well, it's not here.
It's not where?
This is physical. That's why when you fall into temptations, you get punished. Too much sugar, you lose your teeth.
Michael.
Too much sex, you get an STD. Too much drugs,
Michael,
you're over.
Michael, hey.
Yeah.
You said heaven is not here?
Not on earth, no.
But Christ said it is.
This is the experience before.
Michael,
this is where we
Christ
get to
said
choose.
That
That's
heaven is
thought.
On earth.
You think it's on earth?
No, what Christ said, it's above
can you,
and
can
on.
You show me where it is? I mean, like, what do you mean it's on earth? Like, what, where
Christ
does it
say is on earth and heaven, above.
Then what does he mean when he said it's above the earth
it's
also?
It's or above
can they
the
both
earth.
Be right, or they're two different things?
The heaven on earth is inside of you already.
Yeah, there's an earthly throne and a spiritual throne. Right.
No.
Be the
come
new
back.
Earth.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, there's two thrones. It's in the king. I'm a daily Bible reader.
Michael.
Today I just finished Jeremiah 52, the end.
Michael.
Yeah.
The Bible says that the kingdom of heaven is inside of you.
But what chapter are you talking about?
Luke 17, 21.
Okay.
Read that. Let me know.
Okay.
Thank you, Michael.
No, thank you.
All right. I got to take a break. What the? I'll be back in a moment to your phone calls and your super chats. Hate news is coming now. Not the fake news, but the hate news. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
There's some serious, serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? Commie Nonsense Talk Network is talking about Trump's approval rating. Give me a break. And the Hormuz hostilities, about which you just heard here on the Jason Lee Peterson Show with a little bit of education about Iran. And there's a cruise ship on lockdown because of the hantavirus. Hantavirus, or I heard, from those cute little field mice, those deer mice in America. And then there's probably other rodent things that have them too. There are, according to the searches that I've done on the internet from AI. And also overseas. And so people die from it. Like 35-40% of people who get the hantavirus die from it. Like the it messes with the walls of your veins or arteries or whatever, blood vessels. And then it kind of bleeds into your lungs and gets fluid in your lungs and you can't breathe. Oh, terrible. And other things going on. There was this degenerate, disgusting, mostly, Met Gala. Art is fashion. But these people look ugly and disturbing. But some of them looked pretty, like princesses. That's nice. But even they were maybe a little bit not very modest, let's say, perhaps, usually. Anyway, the Secret Service says one man was shot, or person was shot, near the Washington Monument. You heard about this earlier this hour on the Jason Lee Peterson Show. By the way, it is Tuesday, the 5th of May, AD 2026. Happy Cinco de Mayo, Mexicans or whatever. You beat those French, shout out. Or whatever it was. I forget what it was. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the second and or even third hour of the Jason Lee Peterson Show coming up, y'all. It is Country and Western Tuesday. The White House was briefly locked down after that shooting on Monday, yesterday, the 4th. By the way, there's a men's forum first Thursday of the month, which is the 7th. At Bond here in Los Angeles, rebuildingtheman.com/events. United States Secret Service agents shot an armed man. Okay, it was a man, so-called, near the Washington Monument after he opened fire on officers. And I don't know if he was shooting police or at Secret Service, but a juvenile bystander, 15 years old, I think, sustained non-life-threatening injuries. I wonder if he was like a tourist or a black kid who's a resident of D.C., because D.C. is mostly black, right? But I don't know. Heightened security protocols followed a separate shooting attempt at the White House Correspondents' Dinner Association April 25th, two Saturdays prior, right? Which prompted increased patrols around federal landmarks to address the ongoing threat environment. Plainclothes officers identified a suspicious individual, quote-unquote, carrying a firearm near 15th Street and Independence Avenue, if you're familiar with D.C., which I don't disclose whether I am. Uniformed personnel approached the suspect, fled on foot, turned fire at law enforcement, who returned fire. President Trump continued a small business event without interruption during the brief lockdown of the White House. J.D. Vance's motorcade, he's the vice president, had transited that area where the shooting happened just minutes earlier. Officials confirmed he was not a target. Washington Metropolitan Police Department leading the investigation into the suspect's motive. So we may find out, maybe. Deputy Director Matthew Quinn stated the suspect's intent remains unconfirmed as authorities continue to audit so-called use of force protocols. And a so-called judge, says he's very troubled by the accused White House Correspondents' Dinner's suspect, his treatment in jail. Not by his behavior, but how they treated him. Fox News says on X, Magistrate Judge Zia Faruqi, whatever, sounds like a Pakistani Muslim name per Google and Brave, said he was fascinated and disturbed by that Allen guy. I forget what his first name is. I'm blanking on it. But anyway, his last name is Allen's treatment in jail. Prosecutors said he was a threat to himself because he didn't expect to survive his attack on the White House Correspondents' Dinner, targeting Trump and others. I'm James Hake, JLP. Hour 2.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Tuesday, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, amazing biblical question for those men and women who want to know themselves. The beginning of freedom from the prison of your imagination, thoughts, and to bring all thoughts into captivity is to know thyself. Know who you're not, then you will know who you are. Isn't that amazing? The biblical question, do you ever get mad at anyone who disagrees with you? Why or why not? Do you ever get angry, mad at anyone who disagree with you? Why or why not? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And we're here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. And we are heard around the world by everybody. And Bay Mama, if you're black. Everybody and their mama, if you're white. So people got to run around different time zones for different people. You can podcast the show if you can't see it and just watch it. And you can listen as it is still happening on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back
my country to me. Bring back my country to
me. What dog?
Me.
Who let the dogs let out? The dogs out? Amazing. 888-77 Jesse, let me go to Daniel out of Washington State. Daniel, you are on the air.
Hey, can you hear me?
Come right to your phone, a little closer to your phone, Daniel.
Can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. I wanted to ask you, earlier you mentioned that you made a comment saying, why does Iranian people hate their country so much? Or maybe it was, why does their government hate their people so much? Do you not see the same thing happening in America?
I ask, I don't remember now exactly how the question went. I asked, why is it that the Iranian people hate the, what's the name of that country right next to them?
United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia and all those people. The United Arab Emirates, why do they hate one another?
Okay.
Do you know why?
Well, no, I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
No, I was just saying, like, I see a lot of people in America hating America. It's just out mind-blowing.
A lot of people in America hate America?
Oh, yeah, everywhere. Seattle, it's predominantly liberal city, Seattle is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's a lot of hate. Like, they want America to burn type of hate.
You're right about that. Growing up, I never imagined one day that I would see American citizens hating America. We're the greatest country in the world, on the planet, and they hate America rather than just leaving it. They hate it.
Yeah.
They want to destroy it. What a mess, huh?
Yep. I run into more people day in and day out saying, people that don't live here are so lucky. They're so lucky to be living elsewhere in the world. And I look at them like, are you crazy?
That's right. Where is this lucky place that they are better off? They can't tell you.
No, they can't. And, you know, I get a lot of people that are actually not from America, that a lot of foreigners that will be like, no, you guys have no idea how lucky you are.
Yeah.
This is a great country. It's just wild to hear, you know, American-born people want out so bad and say we're terrible, but the people that are coming here and are thankful for the gift of even being here,
they're
like, no, this is a great country.
You know what I saw this year, though, last year? Was the Allahu Akbar people coming here from those Muslim countries, and they're going to the universities, and they are, instead of being grateful that they're in the greatest country, they're out there marching and shouting death to America. And I'm like, are you out of your mind? America lets you come in, and you're going to shout death to America? That was really insane to me. And then there were other American citizens going along with it.
Yep. It was everywhere. I mean, especially in Seattle, it was a huge thing.
It's going to get worse, Daniel.
Yeah, I know. It's going to get worse.
What you
going
to do?
Pray. Just stand my ground. Stick to what I believe in.
Right on.
Yep, but I had one more question for you.
All right.
Doing what you do, do you ever worry about, you know, ending up like Charlie Kirk?
Never.
Never?
No.
Why is that?
Because worry is not going to do anything but make a situation bad for me. And so I don't even think about that at all.
No.
Do you ever worry?
From time to time, you know. I mean, I'm prepared for it, but I worry about the well-being of everyone.
Why do you worry about the well-being of anyone?
I mean, the world's a crazy place. Crazy things happen all the time now. Maybe it's more public. Maybe it's more publicly viewed than it used to be able to be, but, you know.
But why do you worry?
I watched Charlie Kirk live. That was crazy.
But why do you worry?
I don't even know the answer to that.
Have you ever asked yourself, does worrying change anything?
No, I have not.
And why not?
Well, now I'm asking myself, does worrying change anything?
No. Why you haven't asked, why am I worrying? Worry doesn't change anything. Worrying pretend to be the light. It pretend to be your friend when worrying is your enemy.
Yeah, it does bring you down, huh?
Yeah. And it doesn't change anything. It destroys you inwardly, but it doesn't change any situation outside of you.
That's amazing,
huh? So why don't you stop worrying and just live and see what happens?
All right. I'll take your advice, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to... Now, I was reading a note Hate just sent me. The poor said they killed their person. What?
It's a text for later. What are you talking about?
You just sent me a note on this thing.
Oh. Yeah, because that guy, we did mention that Iran hates its own people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right on.
And they openly kill their own protesters a little bit worse than what America does to its protesters, allegedly.
Allegedly. Let me go to Aaron out of New Jersey. Aaron, you are on the air.
Hey, sir.
Hey, Aaron.
Hi, sir. Can you hear me?
Are you on a speaker or something?
No, not on a speaker.
What are you on?
My voice? Just on my normal phone, no speaker.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I'll make it quick. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but... something on my mind I just want to bring up is I feel like today a lot of people have been talking about the Jews, and I don't really know a lot about them. I don't consider myself to be like educated or anything, but I can't really figure out why there's so much hatred towards them right now. I'm trying to figure it out. It seems to be a big topic of dialogue, but I just wanted to kind of see if maybe you could see where I'm coming from, perhaps, because I kind of think that this is a trend. Because I've asked people, I've said, you know, why do you hate the Jews? And I'm not a Jew lover, I love everybody, I guess, but I don't have any particular reason to feel any certain way, right or bad, towards the Jews. But I just feel like whenever I ask anybody why they're feeling that way, they have some like tinfoil hat theory, in my opinion, kind of like they have some kind of mind control, or they're trying to take everything from us, or they want every penny, or it's all about money or something like that. And every time I ever see these people on social media, they don't seem like they're bothering anybody. They don't seem like they're causing any ruckus. They seem like they're being harassed every time I see it. So anyways, Mr. Peterson, that's all I wanted to say. It's just been something I was
Question for me about that?
I'll ask this. I'll just ask, like, you know, do you think what I'm saying is, I don't know, do you think that what I'm saying is wrong, or do you think that there is a reason?
If you ask me why do some people seem to hate the Jews, some people complaining about the Jews because they say that America is spending too much money and time with Israel, that we should not spend that much money on Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for those people who hate the Jews, they hate them because they're jealous of the Jews. And they think that somehow or another the Jews have more than what they have. And so they're jealous in the same way that the blacks who hate the whites, the blacks hate the whites because they're jealous of what the white people have. And instead of being of love and asking them, well, how do you do so well in life? Why do you have this? And how do you get this? They get mad and out of jealousy rather than going to them and asking them how they do it. But, and again, there are some people who think that America spends too much money. Am I right? Hate money, right? On Israel. They don't think we should. They want to put America first, meaning don't be spending all that money on Israel or other countries. So I hear that from some people, and then I hear some people jealous of the Jews.
I'm prior military, but the way I look at it is we don't get a lot of support from other countries like the EU and all these other supposed partners. They just like to do a lot of lip service. They're really, really good at talking. That's one thing I've learned about the EU.
Yeah, Yeah.
But I'm seeing Israel, they're putting their lives on the line. I mean, they're out there actually fighting. I mean, that's just my two cents. They're the ones actually out there doing the war for us on the war front. So at least that they're showing up to the fight. Like, I won't say this to anybody nowadays because people are so offended by stuff. I don't know how they're going to, I don't know how they'll react in the situation. So I don't want to trigger anybody because I've triggered people where they will assault you before.
Yeah. Some people think that some people think we go to war for Israel and they don't seem to like that either. I don't know. No. For some reason, Aaron, when I was growing up, America knew at the time, that's what I was told as a kid and by other black adults and whites, that Israel was our ally in that area. And so Israel supported America and America support Israel because we're allies. But for some reason, that changed down the road somewhere. That idea of being friends and allies changed, and I don't know what changed it, but that seemed to be gone now, for the most part.
All this stuff people, I think, are talking about, this mental manipulation they're putting on the Jews, blaming on them, in my opinion, this has all been going on by so many people right here in the country, right here in the United States of America. So I know that that's a crazy shock for some people to hear.
Yeah.
But that's just the truth, and from the way I've seen it. So, Mr. Peterson, just wanted to bring that up. I appreciate you taking my call. I hope you guys have a great rest of the day.
You too, Aaron. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on YouTube, I am a lawyer too, and Groip 9000, new members on the Jesse Lee Peterson channel.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Asia bought a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Good morning, Jesse and crew. Jesse, you said a man should ask a woman if she will obey him on their first date and walk away if she says no.
Right. If you go to breakfast or lunch or something, and while you're at lunch, and you order the food, and while the waitress is getting the food, you have a look. Hey, if I don't know we're ever gonna get married, but would you obey your husband? And if she says no, you just get up and leave. Okay, bye, and then just go. But don't be angry. But walk away because you don't want a wife that's not gonna obey you. Amazing.
Truth for Jesus. Oh no, wait. What should a woman, a follow-up question from Asia, what should a woman ask a man on the first date? She black, black heart, grinning emoji.
She black, she should ask him, is it okay if I obey you as my husband? That's a good question. Yeah, ask him, would he be happy if you obey him as your husband? And if he said, I don't want you to obey me, get up and leave. Just, okay, bye. What now? Absolutely. Good question.
Truth for Jesus bought a coffee. Saying truth for Jesus bought a coffee. Jesse, what's wrong with the such and such outlet? They're fired half their staff. My take, people sick of not putting America first. Talking about a sort of a conservative outlet that fired half their staff.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I had heard about this a little bit. I'd seen one tweet about it.
Oh, okay. And so, did they say why they fired half their staff or let them go?
Well, it was a similar take to Truth for Jesus' take, but I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't say.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Thank you.
Bree K, 5 coffees, no message.
Thank you, Bree K. Amazing.
Priscilla from Houston. We wanted to share a story about this thing that just happened in Houston. Perhaps we can talk about it. A River Oaks shooting, an alleged murder-suicide of a father, a pregnant mother, and 2 small kids, in addition to the kid in the stomach, 4 and 8, ages 4 and 8, discovered the bait. I think the babysitter or somebody called for like a welfare check and they were discovered all this grisly scene, police did. They don't know whether it was the father or they didn't say whether whether they suspect the father or the mother in doing the attack.
This happened, according to the report, it happened in Houston.
Yeah, River
Oaks.
The
father, the mother, the two kids are dead.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby, she was pregnant.
Right.
And that baby dead too.
Yeah.
This is hell on earth. What you expect? It is hell on earth. And it got to get worse because human beings are told that anger, which is the devil, is your friend. It's an ally. It's good for you. And this is what's happening. Amazing. Thank you. Not for me with that story that I'm aware of, but if that is true, and I have no reason to doubt you, it's because of evil, anger, resentment, judgment, emotions. And it's going to get worse because emotions are pushed as good. Amazing.
Larry H. says, get on PlayStation, Jesse, and help me with this something, something. I can say it. It's a video game thing. Doomsday glitch for 3.3 million, Jesse. I've been joining such and such server or whatever thing, my Bob.
What's a PlayStation?
Well, he wants you to JLP plays again and go on Grand Theft Auto, one of the Grand Theft Audio video games like Anchor Baby had you do years back.
Nice.
And get $3.3 million, but not real dollars, but Grand Theft Auto dollars. Oh, I disclaim no endorsement implied.
Amazing. Thank you for the invitation. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry, and good luck to you.
Yeah, I wish you well with that, Larry. Amazing.
Marcus G. Hey, Jesse, what does Lil Punchy have to say today?
I knew you were going to ask me that. And you know what happened, Marcus G.? The Anchor Baby been trying to figure out how to get it repaired. And so he's working on that. We got to contact Hassan, and Hassan would tell us how to put a new battery in there. Right now, we're working on it. But thank you. And when it's ready, I will play it for you.
So is he still chirping like a smoke detector? emoji, laughing with sweat.
Yes. He black. Amazing.
Taylor L. Obama gave Iran $150 billion to play nice. What a beta. And the $150 billion, I looked it up. That's on the high end of what critics claim. He gave at least $50 billion, maybe $100. And maybe even 150.
Amazing.
To play
what
nice.
What a mess, huh? The Great White Hope appears to be doing the job that the other men were afraid to do, couldn't do, didn't know how to do, or whatever, didn't do. Amazing. Thank you.
Nikki 313BQ,
do you ever get angry? Do you ever get mad at anyone who disagrees with you? Why or why not?
No. I stay open to being wrong. I try to stay aware so I don't let my own arrogance get in the way of seeing things clearly, says Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. That's amazing. Thank you.
With a follow-up, funny, I had that happen yesterday. I thought I came up with a brilliant idea and was so excited to tell my boyfriend. He said it was dumb and a big waste of time. Broken heart emoji, laughing with sweat.
Amazing. Thank you.
Alexander from Florida. Jesse, are words being used to deceive us? People used to say things like terribly awesome and awfully nice. Now it's reversed.
Words, we need words, of course, to communicate on earth, but they're definitely used to deceive you in ways that you can't even imagine. And you won't be able to understand until you wake up, and start living from within. Live that wordless life where there are no words, all-knowing. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Larry H. Trump was reported to be walking on water across the Strait of Hormuz. When asked, he said he was a tugboat.
Right on. The Great White Hope. Let me see what the Great White Hope has to say today. Speaking of the Great White Hope so much today.
From this day forward, it's going to be only America first.
I rest my case. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. B City. Oh, no. Yeah, B City gifted the cookie. I love Z Juice. Right on.
Thank you. What's the juice?
Jews.
Oh.
They say juice to hide.
Oh.
To hide their mention of Jews.
If you don't love all, you love none. So right on. Love all, even your enemy. That's the first, maybe second or third rule of the law. To love God first, love what's right first, and love your enemy, love your neighbor. And you will have an amazing life. So right on. Thank you.
Jamie, Jesse, I just want to say you're doing a phenomenal job with the live podcast. That fella Hake next to you is a bright, wonderful young man also. Great job to you and your team. Let's continue to make America great again while making these Democrats cry. Hashtag 45 and 47.
Right on. Thank you. Also, I don't know if you're aware of the American Anchor Baby. Smart, energized American. Energy like you never see, except for in Trump, like you never see. So check out the American Anchor Baby as well. Right after the Hake Report. The American Anchor Baby. All right? So right on. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Cloud Pops.
And thank you for your support.
A two-month member, Cloud Bops on JLP BQ Answer.
Do you ever get angry at, mad at anyone who disagree with you? Why, if the answer is yes, or why not, if the answer is no?
I don't get mad when people disagree with me because I'm not a beta. Strong arm, cool sunglasses.
Right on. Alpha male. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in Sunday.
The great white Pope Vatican III says Marco Rubio is going to help Pope Leo find Jesus.
If ever the Pope needed Jesus, he need him now. Amazing. Thank you.
Jim in Alaska, BQ.
Hey, Jim, do you ever get mad at anyone who disagrees with you? Why or why not?
No. My problem is trying not to judge their wrong answer. Laughing sideways with tears.
Amazing. Thank you, Jim. And I put my two cents in on Sunday. It was amazing seeing you and Stephanie.
Indeed.
This past weekend. And the goodies are good. Thank you, Jim.
Mio is a cute dog. Kappa, Jesse, I smell ozone. Am I transforming?
I don't know. I don't know. What does ozone smell like?
I looked it up. It's sort of a maybe metallic sort of smell. I forget.
It's weird. I know what it's. No, I don't even know why I'm opening up my mic. I can't describe the smell, but I've smelled it. I know what it is.
You smell ozone before?
Yeah, I knew exactly.
How do you know it was
about.
Ozone?
Because the machine that was emitting it said it was ozone.
Airplane?
No, it was like some sort of air cleaning machine.
Okay. Oh. So I looked it up on Brave AI. Ozone has a sharp, pungent, meaning strong, and metallic odor, often compared to chlorine bleach or electrified air, frequently described as clean and crisp, reminiscent of the scent that lingers after a thunderstorm or lightning strike, sometimes carrying a faintly sweet or burning wire note.
Amazing. So, Anchor Baby, when you smelled it, you knew at the time I'm smelling ozone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
But that's because it was a machine.
Oh, that said it.
Right. It was emitting ozone.
Oh, I got you.
So, ozone is a highly reactive gas formed by electrical discharges or ultraviolet light splitting oxygen molecules. Humans can detect it at very low concentrations.
And so, who asked the question?
This Mio is a cute dog, Kappa, and your caller yesterday, a lady.
Yeah, I remember said, that yesterday.
Since waking up.
So, Mio, you may be next to an ozone machine.
While small amounts are often perceived as fresh or sterile, higher concentrations are irritating to the respiratory system and indicate a potential health hazard.
Amazing.
That's Brave AI for you. Info may be false. Disclaimer.
Yeah. I got to take a break. Thank you all. When I come back to your phone calls. And your super chat. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
we have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. 888-7753-773. Quick announcement. Number one, some of you know already I do Cameo shout-outs for you. I've been doing that for a while. Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. Shout-out, birthday shout-outs, wedding, encouragement, Mama's Day coming up, Mama shout-out. Always love my mama. She's my favorite girl. Shout out. Now we have another shout out thing we can do. It's called shoutout.us/JesseLeePeterson. Shoutout.us/JesseLeePeterson. Watch this. Oh, I thought you told me he had it.
He made it, but we didn't tell him. I don't think we told him. But Doug
told Derek to give it to the incubator this morning, remember?
I remember him saying we didn't. Nobody ever told him.
Okay, we don't have that. I thought they had it ready. We'll have it ready for you. But it's a brand new shout out. So I do shout outs on cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. That's true, Nick. I said the same thing. And then now shoutout.us/JesseLeePeterson. All right. Check it out. Let me go to Will. That will be done. A first time caller out of Tennessee. Will, you are on the air.
What do you think about the state of Israel?
I don't know what you mean by what I think about the state of it. What do you mean? I don't understand that question.
The state of Israel in Middle East right now, what do you think about them creating their country?
I guess I must think nothing about it because the question is not clear for me. What do you think about the state of it? I'm black and slow wheel, so I may just miss the question.
Do you agree that they should be taking over land and pushing certain people out of the land?
Do I agree that they should be taking over land and pushing? No, I don't really think about it, Will, either way, neither for nor against it. I do know that they have given up a lot of land to the Allahu Akbar people. And the more land they give up, the more the Allahu Akbar people want from Israel. And they want to push Israel into the sea. From the land to the sea, they want to do that. I've gone to Israel before, and there were like places that they used to run and live. And they gave it over to the Allahu Akbar people. And that land is in the Bible, but we were not able to visit it because the Allahu Akbar people didn't want us to visit there. So If you're asking about that, I do know that that situation has been going on for a while. It's like the more Israel give up, the more they want from Israel.
Are you asking that? Yeah, I was asking that. Pre-1948.
What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I'm not okay with it. What would you think?
You say you're not okay with Jews? You're not okay with them want to push the Jews into the sea?
I mean, they were there before the Jews.
Are you okay with them wanting to push the Jews into the, from the land to the sea? Do they say from the land to the sea?
From the river to the sea.
Oh.
Close.
I mean, have you read Revelation
3? Are you okay with them wanting to push the Jews from the river to the sea? What's the difference between the river to the sea?
The river is the Jordan, River Jordan.
But the Jews don't live in the Jordan River.
Not anymore, because the West Bank has it.
The Allah Abba people?
The West Bank is Palestinian land. But I think they have the part of the Jordan River. Let me see.
I went to the Jordan River, and I got baptized, or did some baptism there. But go ahead, Will. Do you agree that they want to push Israel from the river to the sea?
Yes.
And are you okay with that?
Yes.
You are okay with it?
Yes.
And why are you okay with it?
Because if somebody came to my home and tried to take over my home, I'd push them out just the same.
And are you a Christian?
Yeah.
You are a Christian?
I don't support the Muslims either. I don't support the Muslims either.
But you are a Christian?
Yeah.
And do you love Israel?
Yeah.
You love them?
I love Israel, not Jews. I love everybody.
Israel is the land, man. Do you love the Jews?
Yeah, the land of Israel.
Do you love the Jews?
The Jews and the land is different, though.
But do you love the Jews?
Yeah, I love everybody.
Oh, okay. You just think that, so what should the Jews do with the land? They should give it all to the Allah Abba people?
Do you believe that the Jews of today are the real Jews?
What? I don't know about all that. Don't even ask me that.
I've heard Revelation 3. Revelation 3:9.
What about it?
Those who are say they are Jews but are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan.
So you don't believe the Jews today are the real Jews?
Yes, exactly.
And you think they're the synagogue that's
synagogue of Satan.
And what's the synagogue of Satan?
It's the synagogue of Satan.
What is that?
It's the devil's church.
Oh, it's a building?
No, it's people that worship the devil in secret. They worship God.
But all religious people worship the devil.
So you worship the devil in Christianity?
All religions worship the devil and not God. So that's not different than any other religion. You agree?
I don't worship the devil as a Christian. Do you worship the devil as a Christian?
If you're into religion, you're worshiping the devil.
Thank you. I think your theology is
inaccurate.
Do you believe in the Trinity? You don't believe in the Trinity, do you?
Who?
You don't believe in the Trinity, do you?
No, let's go back to religion. Do you agree that if anyone that's of religion, any form of religion, whether it's Allah, Abba religion, Christian religion, the Jewish religion, the Mormon religion, the what's that other religion that they worship Mary?
Catholics. Orthodox.
What?
Catholics and maybe Orthodox, too, I'm hearing.
Yeah, the Catholic religion, the Orthodox religion. All religions are of the devil, not of God. You agree?
No.
Why not?
How do you determine what's of God and what's of the devil?
Why you disagree with that?
Because how do you determine what's of God and what's of the devil?
Why do you disagree with that?
Because it's inaccurate.
What's inaccurate about that?
Because as Christians, we don't worship the devil. I don't know about Muslims.
Christian religion is about the devil. That's why there is no love in Christ. If you notice that in Christian religion, there is no love.
Jesus said to love all. What do you mean? Just because people don't love
religious people don't do it.
Yeah, that's not that's not religion. That's the people in the religion.
Right, but if they weren't in that those religions, they would love all. The reason they don't love all because they're into religion. But let me ask you ask this because of time. You didn't answer the question if Israel should give up their country.
They should have never had it.
Should they give it up?
Yes.
They should give it up.
Yeah.
And go where?
Scatter and wander like they used to.
Should Americans, the white folks, been accused of taking the land from the Indian? You heard that before?
Yeah.
Should white people give up America?
No.
Why not? What good for the goose is good for the gander.
The Indians didn't have an established country, though. They didn't have an established state. The state of...
What do you mean by that?
State of Palestine. The Indians were just... They didn't have a country. They didn't even have a name for the country.
So you're saying that the religious... I mean, that the white man should give up the land, but the Jew man should. What the?
Yeah. The Jew man took the land from the person that was inhabiting the land. Did they had a government.
Did the white man take the land from the person that was inhabiting the land when they got here?
They didn't have a government or a state, though. They weren't running a democracy.
What? The state of Palestine was formally established on November 15, 1988. Uh-huh. And Israel came in at 1949 or 48.
Where did you read that from?
I can't hear you.
Where did you read that from?
From Hake. Tell him, Hake.
I just found it on Brave AI. The state of Palestine. The state of Palestine did not exist as an independent country before the establishment of Israel in 1948.
It was a state, or it wasn't a country.
You asked, according to whatever.
Did you ask him?
A state is a country.
A state is a country, man. I'm black and know that. Let me ask.
It's an established state, though, just like the colonies. The established state's like a colony. The 13 colonies, it's the same concept.
Yeah, it was under British rule administration for a while.
Yeah, British rule.
Yeah, it was.
And they were living fine, British rule.
They called it the Mandate for Palestine under British administration from 1920 till 48.
You asked me if Haight was a Jew?
Yeah.
Is Haight a Jew? You asked me that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he a Jew.
Is he?
Yeah, as Jew as they can get.
I knew that nose was crooked.
I smashed it.
I knew something was up. I knew something was up.
No, he.
Asmodor said I looked like the opposite of a Jew, for the record, but I don't disclose.
So I have a question from you. I guess got a text concerning Israel.
Yeah.
If Israel is being attacked constantly, they start taking over some land. This is a lot. Read the Haight. Because I don't have my glasses, I'm going to have Haight read it. And I'm black. Read all that writing.
If Israel is being attacked constantly, they start taking over some land to give better buffers between them and their enemies. Sounds like Russia. Also, I heard...
You know,
didn't say Russia. Also, I heard Israelis and the so-called Palestinians were living peacefully together for many years until radicals decided to take over and drive Israelis out, so Israel had to establish land for themselves. And he says in all caps, there wasn't Palestine either.
Aha! Uh-huh.
When he said there was no Israel before.
Now what you got to say, but, Will?
I don't support the Muslims. I don't support the black. I think we should just, I think the Great White Hope should just drop a nuke on both of them.
Are you black?
No.
Are you white?
Yeah.
So how do you respond, and then I got to run, but how do you respond to Israel was established in 1949 or 48, according to Brave AI, and Palestine came about, was established November 15, 1988. How do you reconcile with that?
I mean, I guess you proved me wrong.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Will.
Yes, sir. I want to say something, though.
I respect. I appreciate it. Go ahead.
I appreciate what you're doing, and I watch your shows every day, man. Thank you.
Right on. One last quick question. Have you ever gone to Israel?
No.
Do you want to go to heaven when you die?
Yes, I'd like to visit Israel.
What?
I'd like to visit Israel.
Right on. I was going to say, one of the requirements to go to heaven is you got to go to Israel first.
Yep, the pilgrimage.
All right. Thank you, Will.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. 888-7753. So if 53773. So if Israel was a 7 and 49, I remember that's the
48
year.
48, I think, is what it was.
Oh yeah,
because they're a year older than you.
Israel a year older than me. I do remember them telling me that. And the Palestine was a 7 later. How come people think Israel took Palestine away?
Because there were people there, but there were Jews there and other people there. And so there's whatever. Sometimes people do something and not everybody's happy. Anything that you do, not everybody's going to be happy.
Yeah.
And some people are going to be affected.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like a, you know, manifest destiny or when we grab land for making a freeway.
Right.
Eminent domain.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Amazing. Thank you, Will. That was an amazing call. Let me go to Christy, our first-time caller out of Ohio. Christy, you are on the air.
Okay.
Hey, Christy.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
No woman is good. All is well.
Right. I just have a question.
Okay.
Your opinion. I want your opinion on something.
All right.
I'm a Christian, and I've been delivered and filled with the Holy Spirit. And so I read the King James Version Bible. That's what I believe in. But okay. Your opinion I wanted to know was, do you believe there's a difference between religion and Christian?
Yes. True Christians are not religious people.
Right.
Fake Christians are religious Christians.
Right. Right.
That makes sense?
Okay. Yeah. That's in the Bible. That's God's word.
Yeah. Have you noticed that religious Christians have no love? They're angry. They're miserable. They're jealous. They have no love.
Yeah, I believe that. My husband, his mom, and his whole family, like they started, it was like a routine type thing that they started going to church because their mother did.
Yeah.
So she made them go to church every so often, whatever day it was, because I'm not as old as them. His mother died. But so it became a routine-like thing with them. So
yeah.
I believe that was a religion.
Yes.
Like they went to church because they had to when they was little, like they were children and grew up. And as adults, they still went to church. You know, it's a religion, I believe.
Absolutely. You know, all mothers screw up the children when they're little. All mothers, and then they take them to church.
Right. Yeah. My mom wasn't a Christian when I was little, but she did get saved and delivered and became a Christian.
Right on.
As an older woman.
Amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah. Right. And then there was something else I had to ask you. I forget. I have a memory disorder due to seizures, so.
Oh, you have seizures? You have seizures?
Yeah, I have memory disorder. I have epilepsy. I have cognitive disorder.
Wow.
It's all the devil, I believe.
It is the devil, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
a doctor, so I'm not.
But I can be delivered by, you know, I can be delivered.
Yeah, ask God to let his will be done to heal you. On earth as it is in heaven. There's no sickness
right.
in heaven. And likewise, if you're part of heaven now, there's no sickness in you.
Right. Yep. That's how I believe in Jesus' name.
Right on. Amazing.
Right.
Well, I wish you well, Christian. Thank you for your call.
Okay. Thank you. You too.
Let me ask you one quick question, if I might. Have you dropped your anger?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on my way doing that. I try my best for deliverance from anger.
you want to be delivered from anger right now, you can be. It can happen right now.
Right.
Let me tell you how.
I've been praying about that. How?
Forgive your mother.
Forgive my mother?
Yeah, your mother screwed you up. She couldn't help herself. She was angry. She hated her mother and your father. I mean, her father.
Yeah.
So forgive your mother. She didn't have love to give you. She couldn't help it. And when you forgive her, God will forgive you. And he will remove the spirit of anger away from your mind and the emotions away from your body. But you got to forgive your mother and forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. Your father loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother.
Right. And that's kind of the same way it is now, which my mother, she has some anger, so I believe she does need delivered from that herself.
Yeah. Your mother's evil, and she had no love because she has not forgiven her mother and her father. So will you forgive your mother?
Yeah, I've done forgave my mother.
You told her?
I think so. My memory's not real good, but yeah, I believe I forgave her. And
but you didn't tell her.
I try to forgive everyone.
But you didn't tell your mother.
I'll definitely tell her today. Yeah, I will.
Just say, Mother, I am sorry that I resented you. I realize now you couldn't help yourself.
Right. Okay. I have one more question, though.
Okay.
It's just your opinion. It's not that I disagree with you, because me and my husband watch you every day.
Okay.
Just about every day. He loves watching you. So he got me watching you.
Do you obey him?
But, oh, yeah.
You
I obey him as much as I can. Yeah.
As much as I can.
But also, I have a question about that.
Okay.
He was saved and delivered from some things, but not all things. But he wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit.
How do you know you feel? Go ahead. Go ahead. The proof of that.
But proof of that, of being delivered, but proof of being filled with the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues, I believe. And do you believe in that?
No. Only the devil children speak in tongues.
The devil's children?
Yes.
Okay. Can you explain to me why that is?
Because the Holy Spirit is a quiet, wordless teacher inside of us. And he teaches us all things. He's not speaking in that devil tongue. It's just that religious people told you that because they were of their father, the devil, and they are being controlled by the devil. So they think they're speaking in, they think that when it says you should speak in tongue, it means that you will have common sense. You will speak the truth of forgiveness and love, and most of you won't even understand that or accept that. That's what that means. It doesn't mean you do all that other mess. That's of the devil. The Holy Spirit is a teacher. He teaches you all things. He brings all things to your remembrance. He's not an emotional spirit.
Right. I believe that.
Isn't that amazing?
A lot of I wanted to ask your opinion of that. So I'm going to be reading more on that. Not that I disagree with you, but
right.
I plan on reading more about that now that I hear you talk about it. But also what I was saying about my husband. I know you don't have to go to church. I don't believe
hold
to be
on.
A Christian.
Chrissy, can you hold for me?
Yeah.
Let me take a break. One more hour to go. Back in the moment. Hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be right back.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even... You know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Serious mess going on in this here world, and you know I'm right. I didn't get to tell you more about the rest of the point of this judge talking about this suspect in the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting. So crazy. The suspect has been treated like he might be a suicide threat, so they put him in solitary confinement with bright lights and stuff like that. According to Ground News and other stuff, a safe cell with constant lighting, 24-hour lockdown, conditions that his attorneys, the defense attorneys, right, they argue were excessive and unnecessary, despite jail officials citing suicide concerns. The Faruqi, Judge Zia Faruqi, he apologized to Cole Thomas Allen in court. Ridiculous. He stated that... Okay, so the prosecutor said he claimed that he did not expect to survive the attack, all right? So he was willing to throw his life away, and it has been confirmed that his gun is the one that shot that officer in the bulletproof vest, the Secret Service agent or whatever that guy was. And that guy was fine. He went to the hospital, forced to go to the hospital, according to Trump, just to make sure. But anyway, that's like basically attempted murder and attempted assassination, allegedly. And this judge claims, the so-called Judge Zia Faruqi, like I told you last hour, he's a Pakistani name, according to Brave and Google, and he's the first Pakistani magistrate judge or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, he said, quote, "To me, it's extremely disturbing that he was put in five-point restraints." I don't know which points those are. Maybe both hands or arms, maybe both legs, and maybe the head, too. Is that what that is? I don't know. "A person with no criminal history," claims the judge. "It's troubling. I've never heard of one January 6th defendant who was put in five-point restraints or in a safe cell. If the only way to keep him safe is the most punitive thing, that's a problem." I don't know if any January 6ers were accused of attempted assassination or attempted murder. Could be wrong. "Anyway, at minimum, I should be apologizing to him," said this judge. "We are obligated to make sure he's taken care of. Mr. Allen, I'm sorry that things have not been the way they are supposed to." Unquote. Terrible, huh? Disgusting. We have communism in our government. That's what I say. Anyway, Trump is disputing that this ABC so-called reporter, or personality is more like it, Jonathan Karl, K-A-R-L, his account of a phone call after the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Oh, and here I was thinking, oh, Trump is nice. A Truth Social post from Our Greatest President Trump, Jonathan Karl of ABC Fake News, this is Trump writing, made a statement that I called him early in the morning, the day after the assassination attempt, to ask whether or not he was okay. No, this was a hit on me, not him, said Trump. And I didn't make such a call. Why would I do that? He called me, but I didn't take his call. He just confirmed that to me when he called again. I would say that's a very dishonest reporting, said Trump. He continues, he's trying to make himself look important, but I'm not surprised because it comes from ABC Fake News, President Donald J. Trump on Truth Social. It's the truth. Wow, interesting. And where is the squirrel? Speaking of Our Greatest President Trump, Trump is highlighting a cognitive test performance. And you may have heard this toward the end of the Hake Report. Somebody super chatted to me about it on buymeacoffee.com/thehakereport. Different from buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. And by the way, I'm going to be live right after the Jason Lee Peterson show. And then Anchor Baby will be live today. That's the plan. It's already scheduled, y'all. American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble. And Men's Forum, first Thursday of the month, this Thursday, y'all. But on Monday, President Trump claimed he has taken 3 cognitive exams and aced each one, calling for mandatory cognitive testing for all presidential candidates. Trump stated he takes these tests whenever someone calls him a quote-unquote moron. Don't say that, kids. Though the Montreal Cognitive Assessment is a basic screening tool for dementia, not an IQ test. Observers noted inconsistencies in Trump's accounts of animal naming task, which shifted between lists of lion, giraffe, whale, bear, alligator, and squirrel. They call it embarrassing, but they're the ones who are embarrassing. Trump is not embarrassed, and neither am I. I'm James Hake, JLP. Our three.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical questions for this week. I had to change it. Sunday morning, I gave a different one, but this one occurred to me later that day, so we changed it too. Do you ever get mad at anyone who disagrees with you? Excuse me. Do you ever get mad at anyone who disagrees with you? Why or why not? If yes, why? If no, why not? Amazing question, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just got to run and do what you got to do, whatever it is, work out, whatever, you can still be listening to the show on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. It is Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the?
Who let the dogs out?
Loose.
Amazing. A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. It's not physical at all. It's spiritual. Let me go back to Christy, a first-time caller out of Ohio. Christy?
Yeah.
So you want to ask me a question about your husband going to church or something?
Been saved, and he's been delivered. He was an addict, and so he's been delivered by that and was saved. But also, I wanted to ask you, if he don't go to church, like, that doesn't mean that he's not a Christian, because the church is us. It's in us.
That's right. Absolutely.
Right. So a building that I believe, a building where you go and you hear a preacher and other Christians are there.
Right.
This is what I do. I go to church like every Sunday morning, just to, not every Sunday. If I don't feel good, I just don't go. But I go every Sunday. Well, whenever I do go on Sunday, I go because I feel like the Spirit of God, maybe the Word of God that is preached is for you to hear.
Right. But do you ever listen to my church, my fellowship on Sunday?
The church?
Yeah.
No, I ain't never seen that one.
Yeah, go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. And we meet every Sunday morning at the meeting starts at 11, my time, California time, but your time would be 2. I believe you're Pacific time or Central?
At 2. I'm Eastern time.
You're Eastern time? So it'll be 2 p.m. your time.
Right.
And it's live. You can watch it live or you can podcast later. We have real fellowship. Religious churches don't have real fellowship. They worship.
Right.
They worship themselves. They worship the devil, and they do that by they worship angry hearts because their hearts are still wicked, even though they're crying and carrying on. They worship emotions by whooping and hollering and shouting and carrying on. They worship themselves. Religious churches have nothing to do with God. I recommend you watch our church. Now, if you want to continue to go, because you may learn something, realize something that the preacher says from the Bible, but the Spirit of truth is in you, and that's why we have real fellowship instead of the ego fellowship, the fellowship of the devil.
Right.
Religious churches are against God.
Right. I believe there is religious churches. They go because it's like a habit.
Yes.
It's a routine.
Absolutely.
And then you asked me, do I obey my husband? We've been together since we were 15 years old. Now we're both 49.
And do you obey him?
Yeah, I obey him even though he's, you know, he doesn't go to church. And I know you don't have to go to church to be a Christian and go to heaven.
Right. And so you obey him?
Yeah, I obey him. Yeah.
Good.
I do.
Right on.
I do.
Right on. And when you do the Watch Out for Fellowship, and you still go to your church and listen to the Bible if you want, but are you familiar with my silent prayer?
No.
Go to, can you write this down?
Yeah, let me get it. I got one right here, a pen and paper.
Okay, rebuildingtheman.com.
Okay.
/ silent prayer.
Rebuildingtheman.com / silent prayer.
Right. And I want you to start, I recommend you start doing that. Do your little hooping and hollering and all that praying to the
devil.
Do
I do that?
No, I don't know. Do you do it?
No.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I don't, but I do have, I go to church where people do. This one lady, she does. And no, I mean, I'm not judging her because I'm not her judge.
Right.
You know, right. But I can tell it's not the Spirit, you know, not judging her, but I can tell that's not the Spirit of God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So start doing the silent prayer so God, the truth, can catch up with you, and it will change your life, especially when you go and forgive your mother.
Right. And one more question. I know you're real busy.
Okay.
But my mother, she didn't go to church and all that when I was a child and all that. So I didn't know about church. But I knew there was a God. And finally she started going to church. But is that just because she didn't go to church when I was a child, does that mean that that's why she was evil? Or
no, it's because she never forgave her mother.
Right, because she does. My grandma, she doesn't. I've heard her talk about my grandma before, like that, in bad ways.
Yeah, she hated her mother, and that's why when she had you, she had no love to pass on to you. she only had hate. And so that's why I say you must forgive her. It wasn't her, but the spirit of evil inside of her. That doesn't mean you got to hang out with her. You don't have to talk to her every day. Don't give her your money and all that. But just don't be angry at her. Forgive her so that God can forgive you and bring you back home to the Father.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. Some good advice you said there, gave me.
All right. Let me know how it goes.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Christy. Amazing.
Okay.
All right. Amazing. I want to play this one soundbite and then I get back to the calls. Apparently, some people, according to the report, some people went on a cruise. And it sounded like they went somewhere either to Africa or near Africa, West Africa, according to the report. And they got sick. They got the monkey flu or the monkey. Dum-de-dum-de-dum, do the monkey. Remember that song? Do the monkey.
Yeah, actually.
Dum-de-dum-de-dum, monkey town.
I know it from Johnny Bravo.
Oh. But apparently they got sick, and now they're stuck on the boat, and they can't get home. Yahoo News, New York Post has said three people died, and three fell sick in a suspected hantavirus outbreak. Watch this from CBS Morning.
Turning now to an alarming story about a deadly outbreak on a cruise ship. Officials say that six people have fallen ill and three of them have died. Now, investigators believe that it may have been a disease that was spread by rodents.
A weeks-long voyage across the Atlantic took a deadly turn after health officials say three people died from a suspected viral outbreak on this cruise ship. The MV Hondius, carrying about 150 tourists, left Argentina about 3 weeks ago and eventually ended in the country of Cape Verde off the African coast. South African officials say a 70-year-old man from the Netherlands was the first to become sick before dying on board. His 69-year-old wife also fell ill and later died at a South African hospital. Officials have not released information on the third death, but a fourth passenger from the UK is currently hospitalized and tested positive for hantavirus, a rare virus spread by rodents. Emergency medicine physician Samson Davis.
Most of the contamination comes from being exposed to the rodent feces, the urine, or the saliva, and by breathing it in over and over again. And it can be fatal. Up to 40% of people will lose the battle with hantavirus.
That's amazing. So, did they have rats on the boat? What the? How you have rats on a cruise ship? And so the hantavirus is not the monkey pop. So get rid of that song, the monkey thing. Forget about that song. So it's a rodent thing. Hantavirus is not a monkey related. It's not monkey related. It's primarily rodent related. Mice and maybe rats, according to Brave AI. 35 to 40% fatal. Fatality rate. New York Post is reporting that an American trapped on board the luxury cruise ship broke down sobbing. Very real fear of a major outbreak. Watch this from ABC News.
Tonight, the passengers trapped on a cruise ship, three dead now from a suspected virus breaking out. And this evening, we now know 17 Americans are among those trapped, and we hear from them.
Medics are now working to evacuate three people on board the Dutch-based ship, which has been refused permission to dock in Cape Verde off West Africa. Jake Rosemarin, one of 17 Americans trapped on board.
What's happening right now is very real for all of us here. We're not just a story. We're not just headlines. We're people. People with families, with lives, with people waiting for us at home.
Hantavirus is a rare but serious illness spread by exposure to rodents. It's the same virus that killed Gene Hackman's wife, Betsy Arakawa, last year. Tonight, passengers are being told to stay in their cabins.
All we want right now is to feel safe, to have clarity, and to get home.
Well, I wish y'all well. That's amazing, huh? Can you imagine they stuck out there on the boat and they can't go to land? And like, what? And then this thing spreads, I guess? What a mess. I wish them well. I not heard of the Hunter virus until this situation. But my question is, would you rather be on the cruise with the Hunter virus? Hate said, I forgot Gene Hackman's wife died of it. I don't even know if I ever remember that, knew that, Nick. Hate report. But would you rather be on a cruise with the Hunter virus or on the cruise with these black people? Watch this from Grok. This video recently shared on X shows security guards on a cruise ship deck restraining multiple young men during a physical altercation. So, which ship would you rather be on? With the Hunter virus or the blacks? Watch this from X. Which ship would you rather be on? The Hunter virus ship that's stuck out there? Or the ship where the blacks are fighting? Which one you rather be on that? If you had to.
Yeah, I'm taking the blacks.
You taking on the ship where the blacks are?
Yeah, at least I can see the blacks. But I can't see the Hunter virus.
But at least in the Hunter virus, you can go in your cabin and stay.
I could do that with the blacks too. The Hunter virus come through my vents.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Hake said, I'll take my chances hiding in the corner away from the blacks. I am scared of Hunter virus. What a beta. What a mess. This is hell on earth. This is the Old Testament. The New Testament, the new life, the new way is inside of you. Why? Who go on a cruise and fight like they're in the hood? Really? You're on a cruise, you're relaxed and walking up and down and eating a lot of food and dancing and relaxing in the sun. Who fight on a cruise like they're in the hood? I mean, like they, according to your report, they're like really fighting, like they were. Like they were at home. Amazing. Let me go to Charlie out of California. Charlie, you are on the air.
Yeah, can I ask you something about being on a cruise ship with regards to white people and black people?
Okay.
So sometimes in certain neighborhoods, there's a train track that separates the blacks and the whites. Any chance there could be like a train track on the cruise ship? You know, where you've got blacks on one side and whites on one side?
No, we got to have to go back to segregation.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's always this thing got to get better.
No, you know, what are your thoughts? Are black people in control just like white people? Is there any difference?
Not all, but most black people are not in control of their lives at all. They rely on their leaders, they rely on their politicians, they rely on the government. And as a result, they are not in control. That's why all this is happening. They have not dropped the anger that came from their mothers, and they're yearning for their fathers, but they have been told by their own people that want to use them for votes and money that it's the white man.
Hey, can I tell you something really bizarre?
What?
If you had to guess, would you think I'm white or would you think I'm black?
Black.
Okay, look. That's funny how you said that.
Are you black?
Let me ask you a question.
Are you
true?
Are you black?
I'm a big fan of yours. Don't hang up on me. I really like talking to you. Do you actually think? Okay, do you think I'm white or black?
Black.
Okay, no, I'm white. I'm white.
You white?
Yeah.
Why you sound black?
I mean, like I'm fitting to say something. I'm fitting to say something.
See, Hate said I think he's white, so Hate was right. You're white.
Let me ask you a question, Hate. Jesse, do you know who I am? I've called into your show before. Do you recognize my voice?
Never ask a black man, do you remember?
Hey, Jesse, true or false?
Are you young or old? Yeah,
well, I'm medium age. True or false?
Like what?
I was. Well, okay, what is it?
Well, how old are you?
Almost 50-something.
Almost? Are you 59?
No. Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
So I was given up as a child. True or false? I was adopted by a black family.
No wonder you sound black.
No, I was. I was adopted by a black family.
Why?
Why? Well, hey, guess what happened to me in that black family?
What?
Uh-oh.
You ate sweet potato pie.
Hey, Jesse, you're a character. Hey, what was your earlier question that you had?
Do you ever get mad at anyone who disagrees with you? Why or why not? Do you ever get mad? Do you ever get
angry? Do you know why people get mad?
No, that's not the question.
Why? Here's exactly why. Because I had an expectation. When you have an expectation, that's why you get angry when it's not fulfilled. When you see somebody yelling or screaming or shouting, they expected something.
That's a very interesting response, man. I want to respond to that, but I got to wait until Sunday. But it is a really deep response. I appreciate that.
Hey,
now
so can I call
I
back
know
your
you're
show?
White.
Jesse, you're a character.
Okay.
So listen, can I call your show another time?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, white power.
All right, that's right. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Canada and talk with Brandon. There's a line open, folks. Brandon, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, Brandon.
Good. So I called you a couple weeks ago. I was starting a new job as a foreman. And that didn't go quite as planned. Since then, it's been quite a bit of a roller coaster, if you will. So I let that job go because it wasn't going to work out. I've been kind of on hold since, not working, but I did get an interview yesterday and I got an offer. So I have another employer who reached out today right after I signed the offer letter, that is offering me a considerable amount of money more to go work for them, and I'm not sure where to go from here or how to deal with this situation. I was wondering if you had any advice.
Which job do you prefer? Let's forget about the money just for now, but which job that you prefer? Do you prefer to do?
Both jobs are... basically the same job.
Oh.
So I'd be going out working in the field as a welder, and they're kind of both in the same trade, the same work, kind of work.
So why don't you go with the one with the money then? Since they both the same job, are they both the same distance?
Yeah, they would be the same distance. The reason I'm kind of hesitant to go with the one with the more money is because for the last 2 weeks where I haven't been working, technically I've been on hold with them. So I'm worried that they won't have enough consistent work to keep me working. Although it's more money, if I'm not working, I'm not making money, right?
Right.
So it's like kind of a tough decision to, like, do I go with the more stable job that pays a little less, or do I go with the more high-paying job that might be a little bit more on and off?
But not stable.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go with the one you already know the one to take there? Why don't you take that one? The one that's more stable, a little less money, but more stable. That decision's already been made because you need to make money, right?
Right.
And you need to be on it. You need to be working.
Yeah, my biggest worry now is, like, to go out and, because, like, this one that I'll be making more money, but less stable, they want me to still come in, because I let them know today, look, I took another offer. They're like, well, come in tomorrow and for the rest of the week, and we'll see how it goes from there. What I'm worried about is, like, kind of burning my name, like burning bridges with other companies, because I'll be going out there working with other companies. And then
you've already given this first job, you said, yeah, I want to come, I'll go.
Mm-hmm.
And the second job, though it pays more money, you're not sure about that. I mean, the work may not be as constant. Mm-hmm. Why not let this person know, well, I've already committed to this other job, so I'm going to go in there, and I appreciate the offer at your job. And then that way you're fair to both. Why would you go in knowing that you really would rather take this first offer that you've already accepted? Don't let that you don't have to go just because he's telling you to go, to come.
Right. But I also don't want to leave them hanging because they were kind of relying on me to come in for these next couple of days, which, I am going to come in and work with them because, I would be leaving them hanging more if I didn't show up.
The second job that pays more money, right? They said come in anyway?
Yeah.
And they knew that you have accepted another offer somewhere else?
Yes.
But why'd you say out? Why'd you tell them you would come in for a few days?
To basically leave that opportunity open in case it doesn't work out. Because the work I'm in, it's always on and off.
Right.
Like, wherever I go, even if it's more stable, like, you know, when jobs slow down, they have to let some guys go Right?
So you want
to... I want to keep my reputation good when it comes to the work so that I'm not seen as a guy who will come in and leave all the time, you know?
And so this job does offer you more money, but even though you're not going to be there, they said come in anyway and work a few days.
Yes.
And that's clear, right?
Yes.
Well, then why is there a question about it then? If it's clear, they know that you have accepted another job, but they're like, no, okay, that's cool. Come on in anyway and work a few days until you're ready to start your new job. Why do you have questions about it?
So that's kind of what I said and I agreed to. And then the boss of the company called me a couple minutes later, right after I signed the new job offer. Because I called them this morning. I was like, look, I took another offer, and I'm going to go with them because it's more consistent. And then when I hung up the phone, I signed the offer, made it official. And then a couple minutes later, the boss of the other company called me directly and said, hey, look, I want to keep you. I'll offer you more money. Are you interested in staying with us? I was like, I need the consistent work. He said, look, for the rest of the summer, the rest of the year, you're looking at consistent work. So I'm like, okay, let me think about it. I'll get back to you. And he asked, can you come in for the next couple days till Friday, just so that we're not kind of leaving the other company in a pinch? I said, yeah, I would. So now I'm kind of in the
So if you agree to do it until Friday, why don't you go in? I mean, do what you want, but why don't you go in and do it until Friday and just let them know, well, this is, I'm keeping my word until Friday. And then Monday morning, go to your new job.
Yes, that's most likely what's going to happen.
Hold
on, I just kind of got lost in the thoughts.
Hold on, Brandon. Brandon, can you hold for a minute?
Yep.
Okay, hold on. Scratch off. Available on peel.net. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com, and James Hake is on fire. The guy with the good hair, he white. And then the American anchor, baby. Energy given to him by God. It's a gift, not even loan. You don't want to miss it. He Mexican. I think he Mexican. He may not be. Are you Mexican?
Basically? Something like that.
He basically Mexican. Colombia and Cuba hates it.
They call him American.
See? What'd you say?
They call him American.
Right on. The American anchor, baby, at 11 a.m. right after the Hake Report. And then today is Tuesday, Thursday night, the men's forum, all right? The men's forum. And thank you all for your support. Check out our merch and everything. It's amazing. At jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop. Amazing merch. I have my own coffee, Punchy's Coffee. And it is so good, really. I hear from everybody, Punchy, your coffee is amazing. T-shirts and mugs and everything. Hoodies. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. Amazing. Let me go quickly back to Brandon, 888-77-JESSE. Brandon. Hey, Brandon from Canada.
Yep, it's me.
Okay. So it seems like you got in your head, and whenever you go into imagination, it confuses you. You got the job and you agreed with this first job that you would be there. It pays a little more money, but a little less money. And then you got this other job that said, hey, come, and we'll pay you more money. And you finally told a second job, we already agreed with someone else. But they want you to come anyway, like, come and work until Friday. So if you want to go and work until Friday, just go and work until Friday. There's nothing to think about since you've already told them you're committed to another job.
Yeah, I think you're right. Kind of go with that and stick to my word.
Yeah, what is it that makes you have a second thought about any of that?
basically for the last month now, since I called you like a month ago about that foreman position, and I moved from one job to another, and that didn't work out. So it's more so maybe uncertainty of where will be the best fit for me.
You know the best way to never have uncertainty again?
Drop the thoughts?
Yes. Have no expectation. Always have a wait and see.
Mm-hmm. I know, I've been kind of, like I said last time, I've been not been able to listen to you as much, and sometimes I seem to forget.
Yeah, have a wait and see about all things. Even with the new job that you're going to start on Monday, wait and see. This job, you're going to, if you go to this other job, and you're going to do it till Friday, wait and see. And everything will work out naturally. And one thing will always lead to a better thing. If you always have a way to see.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
I was. I kind of fell off it a little bit in the past couple weeks.
Are you doing
and
the
ever
silent,
since then?
Are you doing the silent ever, prayer every morning, every night?
Right now, I'm not. And like I said, it's been a roller coaster ever since I stopped. It's where the roller coaster started to go up and down, up and down. So I know what I have to do.
How will the light help you in all things if you don't stay with the light? You keep going off into the darkness. Why do you keep going off into the darkness instead of staying with the light?
I don't know, Jesse. I'm trying to be the light as well.
Don't try to be the light. Stay in the light and let the light work through you. Why don't you stay with the light, with God, with the truth? What is it that keeps drawing you back into the hell?
I'm not sure. Why.
Do you love the darkness?
No.
Then why don't you stay in the light then?
I have been, and I was, and then all of a sudden I kind of got it out of my routine. I got to get back in there.
There's a law that's never going to change just because human beings decide to change. And that law is you must love what's right, the light, God, whatever you want to call him. God, you must love that first above all things and anyone, and then love your neighbor, love your enemy. But you got to love the light. And you know that you love the light when you stay in the light.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by you got to be the light?
I'm trying to be the example as well, like to do the silent prayer and to do it for other people around me.
That's dumb. Why are you trying to do it for other people?
To try to be the example?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to do it for me.
100%. No. Why are you trying to be the example or do it for other people? Why are you doing something like that?
To try to lead in the right way.
Why?
I don't know. You're asking the right questions. I'm not sure how to answer them. You're always good with those. I listened to you for two and a half years, and I think I know everything that you're about to ask, and you always get them.
Let that idea go. That's what Bible thumpers do. That's what everyone does. As soon as they think they got a little truth, they're ready to go out and be an example. They're ready to go out and teach. That's just another ego, arrogant idea, which is of the devil and not of God. Let the light teach for you. You don't have to do anything.
Just gotta live.
Yeah. And then you try to be the light, and then you end up getting lost into the darkness. Because mm-hmm. now you're ready to teach.
No, I'm going to try to stick with it, Jesse. That's my goal, is to, like you say, to do the silent prayer every morning, every night. I see a clear difference when I do it.
Of course, because you're
everything
in the light.
Becomes easy.
Yeah.
Everything becomes easy after that.
Absolutely.
And the hardships come when I let it go for a while. So as soon as that happens, I get lost.
So,
and get rid of this idea that you and get rid of this idea that you ought to be the light. You ought to be an example. You don't want to be anything, man. That's the problem now with all human beings. They want to be something. They want to be rich, and they want to be famous. They want to be important. They want to be known. They want to have a reputation. They want something, and that keeps them from finding something because they already think they know what they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Let all wants go, man.
Want for nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's good advice, Jesse, and again, I appreciate everything you do.
And you stay with it. And also, just have a wait and see. Go, if you want to go to that job tomorrow, go and see what happens. But let it be clear that you leave it on Friday. You know, you have promised these other people. And just go and see what happens.
So on this note, this actually brings up another question that I have. Just a quick question.
Okay.
I asked you this last time, too. It was more so about the work last time because I was starting a new job. But I keep getting this feeling or this. I shouldn't say feeling because that's evil, but I keep getting this message, I could say, I guess, that, you know, that God would want me to start my own business, to start my own thing. And there's, I have struggled to differentiate the want, like, do I want to start my own business or is that what is put in front of me? And I struggle to separate the two.
And your question is what?
What are those thoughts of me wanting to start my own business from the dark or from the light?
If it's from the light, you'll find yourself doing your business without even thinking about it. The opportunity will come for it to happen naturally. And and I know that because that's what happened for me, is that when I knew as a kid that I've always wanted to have my own business. I know I got that from my father. He was that way. But the opportunity to have my own business appeared on its own. And that will happen for you, too, if it's from the light. But in the meantime, you work the jobs like you're doing, save your money, you know, keep everything in moderation. And then if it really, really meant for you to have an own business, you'll find yourself working on your own business even while you're working a second job. And then eventually you'll be able to let that job go and just do your business. I promise you, everything will happen naturally if you let it happen. But if you have doubts about it, that means it's from the thoughts and it's not going to work out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I feel like I've been leaning on that, too. And like, oh, this is what God wants me to do, to start my own business. But it all comes from thoughts, so yeah. I don't fully trust it.
The fact that you say this is what God wants me to do is to start my own business, that's not from God. That's Satan telling you.
That's a
God
setup.
Doesn't speak that way.
Set up right there.
You sound like the Christians. This is what God wants me to go out and preach the word. God want me to go out and get people saved. That has nothing to do with God.
Oh, I think you're right.
Just go back to the silent prayer and do what's in front of you and remember to bring all thoughts back to the present. Always know where you are at all times and what you're doing, and the light will lead you into all things, and it will be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to stay with the light, Brandon.
I will, Jesse. I'll keep listening, keep following what you teach, and do the silent prayer every morning, every night. That's the most important thing.
Yeah. Put that first above all things and anyone. Don't have anyone or anything before putting in the light first, and all will work out for you.
Good. Thank you, Jesse.
All right. Let me know how it goes. All right. And congratulations on your new job, man.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Have a good rest of your week, Jesse.
You too, Brandon. Amazing. 888-77. Jesse, let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. I was just listening to your last conversation with that young man. I don't know how old he is. I suggest he join a union get into the construction field and start out as a laborer. I mean, you start at about $25 an hour. That's a good starting point.
No, he already has. It sounds like he's an oil work kind of thing. So he has two job offers. So he just needs to decide which one he's going to take.
Like I said, you know, even when you're having a problem, just go apply at a local construction site and they hire you. They're looking for just laborer workers and they pay such good wages. I suggest more people get back into the, like before you would go to school to a vocational school, you'd get a degree or a, you know, like electrician, a plumber. You know, that's what needs to be brought back to the United States of America is you're going back to work and you're using your hands again and you're getting away from using the computer like all these kids that have been taught for the last 30 years since the 90s. They don't know even how to change the oil on their car.
Yeah, the skill. They need to get back into skill and trades and things like that.
Yeah, but I originally called in. You were, you know, you're questioning about the Jewish situation in Israel. I wanted to give you a little information. When in 1947, the reason why the so-called Jews in name only is what I call the people, because there are no two Hebrew Jews are from the ancient Canaanites, to where they came from.
How
around
you know
today.
That?
Because their genetic line does not line up with that.
But Brady, we are all races are mixed with other races now. Nothing is original.
I don't know what race the Jewish people are. They're not white. I am not sure what they are.
White people are not even white.
I'm talking about their bloodline, Jesse.
I know, but the white people bloodline is not white blood anymore.
The whole bloodline is screwed up right now. Imagine all the ones that are screwed up and got the COVID, Jeff. There's some messed up blood there, I'll tell you that. So
my point is, you're right. The Jewish blood is all mixed with other people. White people blood mixed with other people. Black people blood mixed with other races.
But I'm saying they're a race.
Everybody's a half breed.
Correct. Everybody has their race, you know, and their color. That's fine.
No, isn't it true that all people half breeds?
Yeah, I'm sure we're mixed.
Right, so what's wrong with the Jews being half breed? Everybody half breeds, except baby Jessica's mama.
The problem is, you got a lot of that half breed blood coming from the synagogue of Satan itself.
But that's a Christian religion.
This is coming right from going back to the Prince of Darkness and the Watchers and the ones that came down.
But Brady, the Nephilim. Hey, Brady.
Yes, sir.
The Christian religion is the synagogue of Satan.
Anyone who has your origin.
What do you say about that?
I'm sure a lot of them have the Nephilim bloodline.
No. Do you agree that the Christian religion is the synagogue of Satan, too?
No.
You disagree? Why not?
Because they're Christians. Like you said, they're all praying to the wrong thing.
Because they're the synagogue of Satan.
Just like people.
Is that true or not?
It's true. Okay, I want to go to this point really quick.
But I'm out here. Is that true or not that the Christian religion is the synagogue of Satan? They think Jesus is dead.
Correct. But I want to ask you one thing.
Is it correct that the Christians think that?
I'm going to say yes, just so I can go on to this point.
All right.
When the Jewish people go on Sunday and they do all
but it's not about the blood anyway, it's about the spirit.
Can I make something? Can you listen to me right now?
Yes,
I want to explain something. What Israel stands for? The IS part of Israel stands for ISIS. The RE stands for
Are
Ra.
You making that up?
No, and the EL stands for the God of Mesopotamia. For thousands of years, what they prayed to is called El.
Are you making all that up?
You didn't go further than that.
Are you making that? Are you making that up?
No.
Yes, you
are. I'm a studier of the ancient Sumerian text.
Oh, no, don't read that. That's wrong.
Where do you think the Bible was got most of its information? It goes back 6,000 years. Those are from the scribes who put it down on clay tablets.
No, that was passing. That's not true. Brady, that's not true.
But anyways,
Brady, I have a question for you. I have a question.
Hell.
Calm down. I have a question.
Go ahead. I'm calm.
You crossed my mind the other day when you said that you take, you eat mushrooms?
Well, yeah, at various times, yes.
And then you eat mushroom, and then you go out and you look at, you go up on the mountain somewhere, and you look at the birds and the bees and all that?
No, I go onto the volcanoes, and I look for energy crystals and gold and silver like they did 6,000 years ago.
Right. My point, though, is that as long as you're taking mushrooms or smoking pot and all that, thinking you're going to find God, you're never going to find God as long as you're getting high.
Well, I'm not looking when I'm smoking or if I'm doing any shoes. I'm just having a good old time. It's called, I'm having a nice little boy.
Oh, so you don't think that you see God when you get mushrooms, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Did you say that? Hey, what?
He looks at nature and talks. Did you say you talk to God or see things on mushrooms?
I never talked to God. Well, only Enoch talked to God.
No, but I'm talking about...
Brandon, answer this question first about the mushroom. Calm down. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
I thought you might have said something like you see the truth on when you're on mushrooms. You can see clearly or something.
Well,
and you said that manna from heaven was mushrooms. From Moses.
Correct. That part was correct. But the first part is when you do mushrooms, and just like they're prescribed today, I work with a lot of veterans that have PTSD. So the mushrooms are a natural substance that was given to us from God to have people that have different issues with depression and different problems with their emotions.
But
help calm you, and they
But it's never going to heal the problem. Mushrooms are not going to heal the emotional problem.
Let me finish, Jesse. It enables the people that are using the mushrooms. I'm not saying go eat 20 grams of mushrooms. They've been used for centuries and thousands of years for spiritualism. And they're also been used to cure people's problems.
No, mushroom does not heal you spiritually. That's never going to happen.
It gives you spiritual insights. Let me leave it at that.
I knew it.
No, it doesn't, Brady.
Well, why don't you try them then? You don't have
to do this. I don't want to get high.
Well, you might not get high, but you might get some insight. But, oh, my God, that's a thought
insight,
coming at me. You better run.
Insight only comes from God, not from drugs.
What do you call something, then, when you're out, say you're smoking a little weed or you're having a little magic mushrooms on a Monday morning and you're walking up onto the mountain and something comes in and hits you right in the head and you, is that a thought? Am I supposed to release that? Is that a demon coming to trying to possess me like Jesse said?
Yes.
All thoughts are evil?
Yes.
What am I supposed to do with that then?
You let it go and stay off the mushroom. So the spirit of truth can help you. Brady, because of time, I want you to call me tomorrow. I got to run right now. Call me back tomorrow.
All right. Right on.
All right, buddy. Super, super.
Super chats.
Over on X, the live stream there, Bruce says, I have a Bible from the 1500s. It has maps, right? It shows the entire country is called Palestine, alleges Bruce.
I mean, he must have an Allah Abba Bible.
No,
do you have an Allah Abba Bible?
No, it's a Christian Bible, but it's from the 1500s, and it's referring to not a country, but it's the region is called Palestine. Don't confuse the region of Palestine with these people who call themselves Palestinians.
Uh-huh. Thank you. What's his name, Bruce?
Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce. Amazing.
Brian R., Saint of April 5th. St. Vincent Ferrer, 892 confirmed miracles, estimated tens of thousands before and after his death in 1419, most notably, raising 28 people from the dead. Greater works shall you do, says Brian R.
Thank you, Brian R. Appreciate it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Marcus G. Jesse, I used to eat dirt and drink water from the house when I was a kid and never got sick or a virus. People nowadays have weak beta immune systems. Laughing with sweat.
Amazing. Good question. I used to eat that red dirt. It was so good. It had a sweet light. It was so good. It was up there by the big house where the white people come and live sometimes. Amazing. Thank you.
B City gifted the cookie. I'd rather be on the cruise with the Hunter virus.
Need to be on that cruise with a blast of fighting. What? Thank you.
Very nice. ALL didn't know Spirit Airlines did cruises too. Beep, beep, beep. What?
Amazing.
I think he's referring to how black and crazy it is. ALL. Brian R. answering the biblical question.
Do you get mad at anyone who disagrees with you? Why or why not?
Yes, because it's the ego demon that guards every door from the basement to the 50th floor. He'll knock the not you down every time he gets his way.
Amazing. Thank you. I put my two cents in a Sunday.
Very interesting. And let me just double check on the YouTube and Rumble platforms, y'all. Thank you. Oh, hey. Nice. I'm glad I checked. Spaz Out says, Latinas detected on Cinco de Mayo. I pull out in a cowboy dapper and put up a Latin joint for some tacos. Pull up to a Latin joint for some tacos on Country and Western Taco Tuesday. Shout out JLP and crew. Smile, huge smiley emoticon.
Amazing. Thank you. That's amazing.
Thank you, Spaz Out. I'm glad I saw that.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all very, very much. Thank you for your support. I am so out of time. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Bonnie. My Bonnie flies over the ocean. My Bonnie flies over the sea. My Bonnie flies over the ocean. Bring back my Bonnie to me. Bring back. Bring back. Bring back my Bonnie to me. Bonnie from Illinois, call me at another time, and the rest of the callers, I am so out of time. The Hake Report is coming out, and then the American Anchor Baby. Check out Punchin' TV. Check out the merch at jessieleepeterson.shop. The coffee and everything is amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Just stay on a straight and narrow path. No matter how long it takes. Don't worry about that. Have a good day. Take care.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? for rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.